Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about what you should know about termites. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension Entomologist. Dr. Blake, I saw a termite swarm outside of my house a while back, and I was a little alarmed of this. Now, if we see a swarm inside or outside of our house, what does this mean?
Okay, Amy, that's a really good question, because swarming is the way termites reproduce. So to even be able to produce a swarm, a colony has to have been there several years, like 3 to 5 years. So they really have gotten some size in the structure wherever they're feeding. So what I tell clients is that if you see a termite swarm inside a building, that means that building is infested and definitely needs to be professionally treated. If you see it outside the house, let's say 10 feet or more away from the house, then they're probably coming from a log or a stump, and that's just what termites do. That's where they're supposed to be, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem. If you see one right around the foundation on the outside of the house, again, those are probably coming out of the house, and so that is a sign that you have an active termite infestation.
So what about spraying for termites? Can that take care of the problem? Is it like a one-and-done kind of thing?
Okay, so if you see a swarm, a lot of people want to get the Raid can out and spray the swarmers and think they've taken care of the problem. Well, that really didn't do anything. Those swarmers were either going to die inside that house anyway, or if they got outside, they would go somewhere else and try to set up a colony. So when you see a swarm, that's just a sign that you have a problem. And so there is a treatment that needs to be applied, but it has to be applied by professional pest control technician that knows what to do and has the proper tools to treat that house.
Okay, so going out and getting a can of Raid is not necessarily, that's not the answer.
Okay,
so how can we make sure that your house is protected from termites? Is this something that we do every few years?
It is more or less every few years. So the best way to protect your house from termites is to do it preventatively, to know when your house was treated. That's the main thing we need to know, is when our house was treated for termites professionally. And as long as that's been within the last 10 years or so, depending on the type of treatment you're using, you're usually okay. Once it gets longer than 10 years, there's a chance that treatment is beginning to fail and you may want to have it renewed. Now, a lot of people, when they get a termite contract, they also get it and pay an annual renewal fee. And if you get that, the company that has the contract will come once a year and inspect your house, and that also helps you know that your house is protected.
Okay, and these termites are hard to find, so it is good if you have someone coming every year, right?
They're really cryptic because, you know, they live in the soil, they move into cracks and crevices in the house, and they may be in 2x4s that you can't see or timber elements that you can't see for a long time.
And are there different methods of treatment?
There are. One method is to apply a liquid insecticide underneath and around the foundation of the house. This is done usually from the exterior of the house. Another method that's fairly popular these days is a bait, and these are stations that are placed usually about 20 feet apart around the outside of the house. When the termites feed on those, they carry that bait back to the colony, and it kills out the colony that way. Either one of these treatment methods will work. I have a slight preference for the liquid treatment method because once it's applied, I'm fairly sure it's going to remain active for about 10 years or more.
How much does it cost to have a house treated?
Well, as you can imagine, this depends on the type of treatment you get, how big your house is, and how it's built. So a ballpark figure, roughly, is anywhere from around $800 to up to $2,000 or more, depending on the size of the house and how it's constructed. And also houses with crawl spaces may be more than a house that's built on a slab.
Where can we go to get more information about termites?
Well, we have a publication on our MSU Cares website, our extension website, and it's called Protect Your House from Termites. And that answers most of the common questions that homeowners have about termite biology and how to make sure their house is protected.
Okay, and to find this publication, would we go to extension.msstate.edu?
That's right, Amy.
Okay, and then we go under the publications section. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension Entomologist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.